Well, it was pretty obvious that Green Bay outplayed us. They were more physical than we were. And they did a much better job all night. So, question.
How close was it to have Teddy playing? I mean, when did you guys make that decision? And
we made the decision today.
Just how surprising was it, especially with how well you played against Atlanta and seemingly how thorough that was to come out as flat and get in the hole?
I don't believe we were flat. Maybe we were too excited. I don't think we were flat, though. You know, when you win, you cover up a lot of warts, and there were some warts in the Atlanta game, too. So, but if we don't learn how to stop the run, if we don't learn how to quit doing dumb things, jumping off sides on third down, having penalties, learn how to pass protect, it doesn't matter who we play or when we play.
Do you think the players hearing they wouldn't have Bridgewater after the euphoria from last week maybe took a little air out of their sails or anything like that? Or?
No.
What were some of the factors going into not playing Bridgewater?
He wasn't ready to play.
Did the weather have anything to do with it, anything like that? Or?
No.
Did he push you guys to play?
No. No. It wasn't up to him. It's up to me.
How do you think Christian performed?
Not very well.
How much of a factor was the poor pass protection tonight?
Well, some of it was a quarterback too. I mean, he didn't. There was a few times he didn't give a chance for the protection either. So, I mean, you know, it's always a combination of things.
Mike, you talk about the warts. Stopping the run has kind of been something you guys have been doing well lately. What's
Well, we didn't do it well enough against Atlanta either.
What frustrated you most tonight? Because you said that you thought you corrected a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, well, we didn't. It's frustrating when people can run the ball down your throats. That's what's frustrating. And then to give up big plays on a play that shouldn't have happened, the long touchdown to Nelson, that shouldn't have happened. Guys getting out of their spots in the running game a lot. That was frustrating.
If Bridgewater can't go, whether it's next week or again later in the season, do you need to explore another option?
Bridgewater's going to go.
He's going to start Sunday.
I anticipate that, yes.
How's Patterson?
He got a little hip. I think he'll be all right.
Mike, it's the second time on the road that you guys started out in a 14-0 deficit. What are the comparisons there between New Orleans and this game by the defense?
Well, I don't know. We had a 3-and-out the first series of the ball game, and then I don't remember the first score. There were so many of them; it's hard to remember.
You're obviously a man of a lot of pride, but when you look up at the scoreboard and it's 42-0, what's going through your mind at that juncture?
It's probably not PG enough rated.
Silver lining, 10 days to get healthy and get some of these guys that are banged up a little bit better going into another divisional game.
I don't know. It was hard to find the silver lining after tonight.
It seemed like the defensive line might have been getting pushed around. I kind of had the line of scrimmage. You attribute that to why the Packers had so much run success?
A lot of it was the back was running over us. A lot of it was we weren't getting off of blocks. A lot of it was linebackers in the wrong place.
You mentioned jumping offside. I think it was Everson twice.
Yeah.
Did you have a conversation with him yet, or is that?
Yes, I did.
I'm
you can't. It's not PG rated either.
Figure that.
How much of the quarterback's performance can be attributed to him, and how much were other factors at play?
I don't know. You know. In fairness to him, he got reps this week, but he hasn't gotten many reps, you know, being a third-team quarterback. So he hasn't gotten very many reps all throughout training camp. He got, you know, for a while there he got some, but he hasn't gotten very many. So he was behind receivers a few times. He was over receivers a few times. You know, he didn't look comfortable in the pocket. To me, but you know, you got to watch the tape and figure it out.
Mike, there was a fine line between getting after the guys what they did wrong and then using this that could maybe demoralize the team going forward. How do you strike that balance? What do you say to them? Do you get mad at them tonight and then change it later, or how do you handle that balance?
I'm not real worried about it right now. My job is to get a football team to perform, and we didn't do that. So if I have to hurt some feelings, I'm going to hurt some feelings. I don't really care because my feelings are hurt too.
What's kind of your thinking now with the extra time off before the next game? Is this kind of a go back to the drawing board situation, or what would you say?
No, it's not go back. It's one game out of 16, so we got our nose rubbed in it tonight. We'll go back and get back to work. And, as you saw, 4 days, this was a lot different looking than it was a week ago. So things change fast in this league, and I anticipate that they'll change back. The team does care. So as long as they care and they'll put in the work, we'll continue to get better. But we're going to, it's good sometimes to get your nose rubbed in it. Find out what you're made of.
You had mentioned that long touchdown that shouldn't have happened. What broke down on that play? It looked like Harrison Smith there, but maybe it wasn't his guy. So
yeah, there was a couple guys.
Big scores, big wins, big losses. What do you attribute the inconsistency to in each week?
I don't know. We've played some pretty good quarterbacks. I don't know.
Big picture, Mike, is playing on Thursday night a good idea for the NFL?
Probably is for Green Bay.
I've been asked about this before, but the roller coaster of this season, does it ever strike you how wildly this team has swung up and down since you took over?
Well, there's been a lot of ups and downs, yeah. There's been a lot of things that have happened throughout the course of this time. But you know what? No one's feeling sorry for me. No one's worried about that. It's just, it is what it is. So we need to get back to work and get better at the things we're doing in every phase, really. And continually try to figure out more about this football team. I think you learn a lot of stuff about in games like this too. I guess this isn't the first time I've been beat 42-10, and but that's it's not about we can't do anything about what happened tonight, but we can do stuff about what happens in the future. But we got to correct a lot of things. We got to evaluate what we're doing. We got to evaluate my mentality with the team, maybe. We'll see. We're going to evaluate everything.
What can you take away from this? You said that you learn a lot from these type of games.
Sometimes it's better to get your rear ends beat like this than lose at the last second. So, because you can get over this one, fairly quick. That one was over early, so some of those other ones linger on, but we'll see.
All right.